The first two chapters of Maseches Shviyos taught us about Tosefes Shviyos, adding to Shemitah. The third chapter is going to teach us about the prohibition of fertilizing a field during Shemitah. We're not allowed to even do things that look like we will fertilize a field during Shemitah. And it will teach about the prohibition of clearing rocks from a field during Shemitah, which we're not allowed to do because people again will perceive that we are preparing for planting during Shemitah. Perek Gimel. Yi ratzon shli mudenu yi yeschus li'ili nishmas, Reb Aaron Yudalei ben Reb Noach Tzvi. Mishnah Aleph. Me'imasai motzien zvalon la'ashpasos. At what point can you take excrement that has fallen from your cows or sheep and put it into the piles of fertilizer that's out in the field? You have the excrement that fell in your house. It fell in your backyard. When can you take it to put it in the big piles that are stored in the field and out of which normally fertilizer is taken? So you can't do it normally during Shemitah, even though you're not intending to use this excrement as fertilizer. You can't do it because if you put it into the pile, people will think that you're going to take from the pile as fertilizer during Shemitah. So only mishiyifsiku ov de avoda, divrei Rabbi Meir. Only when the people doing work are no longer doing work during the seventh year, then Rabbi Meir says you can take and put the excrement into the pile. Because once they're no longer working the field in the seventh year, no one's going to think that this pile is going to end up being used to help growth in the seventh year. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says a similar time, Mishiva Shamas Tok, once the fertilizer has dried up, at that point, it's really not going to be used as fertilizer. That's when you can take the excrement out and put it into the pile. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishi Yikshor, once the fertilizer has dried so much that it already is knotted up, at that point, you know that it's not going to be used. For this year, you can put fertilizer into the pile. It's all around the same, similar time. Now, once you are allowed to take fertilizer out of your backyard and put it into the pile, ad kama mezablin. Well, how much can you do? How big can these piles be? How many piles can there be? If you have too many piles, already it looks like you're fertilizing a field, even though it's not the time for working the field. Ad shalosh shalosh ashpasos lebesa. What you need to do is you can take the fertilizer out once people are no longer working the fields during Shemitah. We're referring to non-Jews who are allowed to work the fields during Shemitah. Once they've finished working the field, you can take the excrement out of your house, out of your backyard, put it into the pile. You can make three piles in a besa, that's an area of 50 amma by 50 amma. Each of these piles should be shel eser eser mashpelos. A mashpela is a type of utensil that used to transport and release excrement. So each pile should have 10 mashpelos, and each mashpelos worth of excrement. And each mashpela should be big enough, shalesech lesech, a half a core, each one 15 sa'ah. So a total of 150 sa'ah of excrement in three different piles within an area of 50 amma by 50 amma. Mosif en ala mashpelos, if you want to have the piles even bigger and have instead of 10 mashpelos, 20 mashpelos, you can do that. However, according to the Tanakhama, you can't have more than three piles because more than three piles will already appear that you are fertilizing the field. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the same way you can increase the size of a pile, afala ashpasos, he says you can have more than three piles and it's not considered fertilizing. It doesn't look like fertilizing because the pile looks like it is a pile and a pile doesn't look like fertilizer. It looks like something separate. Mishnah Gimel, Osa Adam Esadeu Shalosh Shalosh Ashpasos Lebeisa. Again, the view of Rabbi Shimon was you're allowed to add to the piles. So the Mishnah here is continuing that. It says a person can make his field have three piles of garbage, of fertilizer, of excrement, to a Beisa. And Yasser Mikain, you can even have more than this. Machtziv, some change the word machtziv to the word mutter. Even more than this is permitted. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's the view of Rabbi Shimon. However, Chachamim Osun. Chachamim say, if you want to make more, you can't do it anymore in the normal way. You can only have three piles in the normal way. If you want to have a fourth pile, what you need to do is, you have to clearly indicate that this pile is a pile of gathering fertilizer for later and not to currently fertilize the field. How do you do that?
Achiyamik shlosha, you have to make a ditch 3 tvachim deep. Oshiyagbiya shlosha, or make a mound 3 tvachim tall, and on top of that put the pile of excrement. Osa adam es zvalo otsar. Can you take the three piles and make it into one big pile? According to the Tanakhama, yes. Rabbi Meir Osa, Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to unless you have the solution that we mentioned before. Achiyamik shlosha, unless you go 3 tvachim down, you make a ditch 3 tvachim deep. O achiyagbiya shlosha, or a mound 3 tvachim high, and then on top of that put this super monster huge pile of fertilizer. Hayelo davar mu'at. Let's say you only have a little bit of excrement to put out. You don't have enough to make three piles each of 150 sa of fertilizer. Most of all of, so you put that little bit out, make it a pile, v'holich, and keep adding till it grows. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah oser. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, no, if you don't have enough to have the three piles, so this little pile, again, you have to do something to indicate that it's clearly fertilizer for later and not to currently fertilize the field. Achiyamik shlosha, you have to make a hole 3 tvachim deep, or achiyagbiya shlosha, or make a mound 3 tvachim high, and then put on it this little fertilizer. O achiyitin ala sala, or put the little bit of fertilizer on a rock, on which certainly nothing can grow, and certainly you're not trying to fertilize the rock. Mishnah Dalet talks about a man who has a flock of sheep, and doesn't have a place where to store them. He wants to turn his field into a pen for sheep, even though he knows that by doing so, the sheep are going to drop excrement and they're going to fertilize the field. He was allowed to do it because it's clear that he's doing this for the sheep and not to fertilize the field. Hamadayer et sadehu, if a person's turning his field into a deer, into a pen for livestock, osa sar lebeisa saim, he can make fences, four fences, around an area of 2 sa, in other words, an area of 100 by 50 amos. Then, after the animals have been there for a while, oker shalosh ruchos, he can take away 3 of those sides, take away the right and the left and the east and the west and the one on the north, umaniach es haemtzayis, and leave the one on the south, leave the one in the middle, and now move to the other side of the one in the middle. The one in the middle that used to be the south will now become the north, and have to it east and west and south of that put those fences. So in total, you'll end up being medayer, you'll end up turning into pen for livestock, base arba'as sa'in, an area of 4 sa'. In other words, an area of 100 by 100. First you had an area of 100 by 50, which was surrounded by 4 fences. Then you left the middle fence, and you took the other 3 fences off and flipped them to the other side of that middle fence. So another area of 100 by 50 has been filled with livestock. So in total, you fill an area of 100 by 100 with livestock. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you can actually have your area with the livestock be even larger, based Shmona Saim, because you can actually, on that second time, once you've used the base Saim for the livestock, and now you're removing the sides of the fences, you can actually make 4 diros, one on each side with an area in the middle. So you can have a total of 4 or 8 sa's worth of territory covered with the sheep. Now, a new halacha in this law of turning your fields into pens for livestock. If your entire field that you own is an area of 4 sa'in, an area of 100 by 50, so now if you're going to cover that whole area with sheep in the end, because you first had 2 sa' and then you flipped the fences to cover the next 2 sa', so now it looks like it's going to look like you're fertilizing a field. It looks like the whole area was covered with animals to have them drop their things and fertilize it. So you can't do that. Mishayim mena mixas. You should leave a little bit, b'pnei maris ha'ayin, where you don't have the animals, so it doesn't look like you're using the animals to fertilize the field. Now, let's say you did fill up your area with too much fertilizer. Umotzi min hasahar. You can now take out of this pen the notes in the Toch Sadeo, put it in other parts, in other fields. Kederach HaMazablin, like normal people who are taking things out, taking excrement out into a field, as we said, if you have large amounts of excrement and the field is not being worked right now, they already finished the work that they were going to do this year, and you can be able to make 3 piles, then you can do it. And that's what you would do even when you're taking the excrement from a deer, from a cattle enclosure that you turned your field into. Now the other six Mishnayos of the Perek deal with the issue of removing stones from a field. Lo yiftach adam machzev b'tchila l'toch sadehu ad shehebo shalosh murbios. A man is not allowed to open up initially during Shemitah in his field a quarry, a stone quarry, and keep carting stones out of his field, because it looks like he's taking stones to clear the field for planting. What he can do is that if there was already revealed before Shemitah in this field a pile, a big stone area, where you could get into that stone area three rows of stones, Shem Shalosh al Shalosh, which are three amos by three amos, al rum shalosh, with a height of three amos. In other words, Shiur and Esen v'sheva avanim, that you could get out of this row of stones 27 stones, because each stone is an amma by an amma. Then, if that's already been revealed before Shemitah, then it looks like it's a stone quarry. It doesn't look like you're clearing the area for planting, and that would be allowed on Shemitah to actually take out those stones, chisel the stones out, and remove them from the field. Another law of removing stones from a field, Gader, let's say there is a fence, Sheyesh bo eser avanim, that has 10 stones, and you want to remove the stones during Shemitah. Now, if you just remove, if we would say you can remove all stones, people would think that you're clearing the area for planting. So therefore, if each stone is masui shnayim shnayim, it requires two people to transport it. It's a heavy stone. Harei lina telu, then you can remove these stones. Because then it looks like you're not trying to fix the field. Rather, you're taking stones that you're going to need for construction. Shir gader, the definition of a fence for this halacha, is asara tvachim, 10 tvachim tall. Pachos mikan, if it's less than 10 tvachim, or if it's less than 10 stones. Mechatzev v'gomomo, you can remove, you can chisel, you can take out the top stones, and you can reduce the height of this fence. Ad pachos mi'aretz tefach, until what's left from the fence is a tefach away from the ground. When is this so that you have to leave a tefach of fence to the ground and you can't go all the way down to the ground? That's when you're taking stones from a fence, mitoch shalo, in your own field. Because in your own field, taking away stones does look like you're preparing your field for planting. Aval mitoch shal chavero, but if you're taking stones from your friend's field, mashu rotza yitol, you can take whatever you want. And even in your own field, when is it that you can't take stones? If you haven't started to take apart this fence before Shemitah in the sixth year. But if in the sixth year you already started to take apart the fence, Mashu Rotza Notel, he can take the rest even during Shemitah. Mishnah Zayin. Avanim Sheziyazasan Hamachresha. Let's say there are stones that were moved by a plow. Oshoi Mechusos, or these were stones that were covered, Veniskalu, they've become uncovered. Im yesh ben shtayim shel masu shnayim shtayim, if there are two stones, and each one of those requires two people to carry it, Harei liyinaklu, they can be carried out, and the other stones next to them can be carried out as well. Hamasakel es sadehu, if somebody is removing stones from a field, because he needs the stones, he can take the top stones, but he has to leave the stones that are touching the ground, because if he removes those, it looks like he's clearing the area for planting. The same is true if a pile of little pebbles, or a pile of larger stones. He can remove the top stones, but he has to leave the stones that are still touching the ground, because if he removes the stones that are still touching the ground, it would look like he is fixing his field. But if those stones that are touching the ground have underneath them sela, rock, where nothing can be planted anyway, okash, or hay, then they can be removed as well. Sometimes in the land of Israel there are mountains, and between the mountains the water gathers in a valley, in a low area. Ein bonim madrigos al piagayos. You can't build steps to get down to those lower areas where the water is. Erev Shvius, in the sixth year, mishapasku akshamim, after the rain has stopped. Mipnei shehu misaknan l'shvius, because it looks like you are preparing in order to be able to take water during Shemitah to water the fields, and that you can't do. During Shemitah, you can't water fields, so you shouldn't be on the sixth year preparing to get to water. Avalbonahu bashvius, but let's say there was a rinty season in the seventh year, and now you want to build the steps to get down to this water. Mishapasku akshamim, once the rain is over, you can do that. Mipnei shemisaknan, because that seems like you're making preparations, lemotzoi shvius, to be able to get to water, to water fields in the eighth year. Another halacha. V'lo yismoch be'afar. Let's say you have stones, and you have water getting through these stones. You shouldn't stop up the water with mud, with dirt, to move the water during Shemitah. Aval osahu chayetz. But if you just want to make a wall of just stones, that you are allowed to do so. If you use dirt, which would be mud, it really looks like you're trying to water the field. But if you put up more stones, it doesn't look like you're trying to divert the water to water the field. Kol even shu yachol lifshodes yado v'litla. Any stone that, when you are working in a field, you can just spread out your hand and pick it up. It's a small stone. Harezu tinatel. You're allowed to pick it up when you're building your fence. Because that's clear that you're just taking these stones to help you build your fence of stones and not to fix your field to enable planting. Avnei katef, Mishnah Tes. Avnei katef, big stones. We're going to see it means stones that require a bunch of shoulders to be able to carry them. Bos mikol makom, you can take them from any place, even from your own field. It doesn't look like you're preparing your field for planting. It's clear that you need a stone for construction, and you took the stone to build a house. Vakablan, and a contractor who's dedicated to building houses, maybe mikol makom, he can take stones from anywhere, even from his own field, because it doesn't look like he's clearing his field for planting. He's just taking stones for construction. Elu hem avnei katef, this is the definition of stones that are on the shoulder. Kol she'inu yechol li'natel ba'achas yad, divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, it's a stone that you can't pick up with one hand. Rabbi Yossi omer avnei katef kishman, stones that go on shoulders as they sound like. Kol she'nitalos shtayim shalosh ala katef. Stones that are carried two or three on a shoulder. Big stones that require shoulders, or that require two or three people on their shoulders to carry them. The 10th Mishnah. Haboner gader beino uvein rishus harabim. If a person's building a fence between his field and on the other side of the fence is the public domain. So when digging out, mutter lahamik adasela, is allowed to dig out all the way till bedrock. And we're not worried, oh, if he's digging out this area and clearing it, maybe he's going to plant, because it'll change his mind. He won't put up the fence. He's going to plant there. It's not normal for people to plant right next to a public domain. Now, when he's digging this all out, maya seba afar. What's he going to do with all the dirt that he's digging out? It looks like he's clearing his field. So, first opinion, he can use the public domain for this. Tzover b'rishus harabim, he can pile up the dirt in the public domain. Umesakno, and then he can fix it by removing the dirt, even if he moves it within the public domain, to an area on the side. Divrei Rabbi Yoshua, that's a view of Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with both points. Kederach shem akalkan b'rishus harabim, just like you're normally not allowed to ruin a public domain, so you can't take dirt and put it into the public domain. Kach lo yitakno, don't try to move dirt around within a public domain, dirt from one part of a public domain to another part of the public domain, because then you're harming the people who are walking on that side of the public domain. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't put the dirt in the public domain. You're allowed to dig up this dirt to put up your fence. Maya seb afar, what do you do with the dirt? If you put it on your field, it looks like you're improving your field. Tzovru b'toch sadeo kederach ha-mezablin. Well, you make piles of it, the same way you can make piles of excrement, of fertilizer, after people are working the field. You make three piles each, pretty large. V'chein ha'chofer bor. The same is true throughout the year. If somebody is digging a well, v'siach, or a ditch, u'ma'ara, or a cave, according to Rabbi Yoshua, whenever you're digging in your field, you'd be able to use the public domain. You can make piles of your stuff in the public domain, then move it to another side of the public domain, then eventually get it out. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you're never allowed to put it. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can't use the public domain. Make piles within your own domain. Don't make piles within the public domain. Ad kan, Perek Gimel of Maseches Shvi'is.